This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Debate continues over whether the statue of former Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo should be moved from the plaza of the city's Municipal Services Building. Former Mayor Ed Rendell says on reflection, it might not have been the best site, and Mayor Kenney has asked the city's Art Commission to address the issue. WHYY's senior reporter Dave Davies has been speaking to some Philadelphians who battled with Rizzo in the 60s and 70s when he was generating controversy as a police commissioner and then as mayor. Dave joins me now in the studio. Good morning.
Morning, Jennifer.
Why did you want to talk to this earlier generation of Rizzo opponents to get their take?
Well, it struck me that the people that are driving this effort to move the statue are really too young to remember Frank Rizzo. And I wondered if the earlier opponents, who a lot of whom are pretty elderly now, felt differently. You know, there's no doubt Rizzo was a racially polarizing figure in the city, but he left office at the end of 1979 and lived until the middle of 1991 and was a public figure that whole time. He ran for mayor three times. He hosted a daily radio show, and he did strike a somewhat more moderate tone. The city was changing. He was getting older. And I wondered if some of these old-time opponents had mellowed.
Who did you reach out to, and what did they tell you?
Well, I spoke with former mayors Wilson Good and Ed Rendell. I spoke with Shelley Yanoff, who directed the Rizzo recall effort, Kevin Vaughn, who was director of the city's Human Relations Commission, among others. Nobody's particularly mellowed. None of these folks had much good to say about Frank Rizzo, and they remembered things that a lot of people have forgotten. You know, Jennifer, besides the allegations of police brutality against black citizens, there were abuses of power. There were credible allegations that Frank Rizzo used the city police department to tail his political opponents to intimidate him or get some kind of dirt. Former Mayor Richardson Dilworth said this to reporters. He was an opponent of Rizzo at the time. There was also the day that Rizzo's allies in the building trade sent hundreds of men to surround and essentially shut down the Inquirer building for hours over a satirical piece about Rizzo that lasted for hours. The police did nothing to stop it. Those are things that stand out in these people's minds. Shelley Yanoff told me that Rizzo generated a climate of fear. She told me this happened when she was directing the Rizzo recall effort.
I got calls saying, I see your daughter on her way to school. You better watch what you're saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know, now, Yanoff is not saying that Rizzo ordered this. She thinks it was his supporters getting carried away, but she said he created a climate of intimidation. All that said, most of the people that I spoke with were not advocating moving the statue. It just wasn't a battle that they had a lot of interest in.
We're hearing cries to remove the statue now from Black Lives Matter in Philly, also City Councilwoman Helen Gim. Did Rizzo opponents object to the statue when it was proposed back in the 90s?
You know, not in any terribly public way. It was striking when I went back and read the press coverage that when this was proposed, the Art Commission and Fairmount Park Commission debated this. Rizzo supporters proposed the statue and raised the money. And the commission members had debates about which site might be most suitable. But I read nothing of anybody saying, this is appalling. We can't honor this man. I spoke to Ed Rendell. This is how he remembered it.
You know, they asked me, could it be placed at the Municipal Services Building? And I basically said, yeah, why not? You know, he was mayor, and why not?
So not a lot of controversy back then.
Why do you think there wasn't more public opposition given those strong feelings about Rizzo?
I've thought about this, and I think there are three factors. One is Rizzo had spent 12 years as a public figure after being mayor, and he had clearly toned down his act. I mean, he was out of power, so he couldn't be a bully. He was a supplicant. He ran for mayor three times. He wanted to be back in power, and he had to try and appeal to a more moderate base, so he couldn't say the same things he used to say. Now, I would not say he became a champion of civil rights, but it was a different tone. Second thing, he died in 1991. And when you die, people say wonderful things about you for a while. His funeral was a huge event for this city. He'd also just won the Republican primary and was getting ready to run in the general election for mayor. And his supporters truly believed he was getting serious African-American support. I'm skeptical of that, but I think it might have been a good thing for the city that his supporters could believe that. It just helped take some of the hard racial edge off of mayoral politics in the city. The third factor is that the city had gone broke in 1990, and Ed Rendell came in, and the agenda was fiscal survival and a revival of the city's reputation, and the battles of the 70s just didn't have the same resonance. So when supporters brought this proposal for a statue to the Art Commission, it was in 1994, I wouldn't say they were enthusiastically received, but it went through.
Don't get me started on the Rocky statue from the Rocky films. Now, that was moved from outside the Philadelphia Museum of Art to outside the old Spectrum Stadium and then back to the area to the side of the Art Museum steps. All this taking place over the course of about 24 years, and some called the statue a stage prop. Others said it did more for the city's image than Ben Franklin. I mean, that was a very long runaround.
Yeah, you know, this kind of public statuary is kind of an archaic gesture, and it only happens nowadays when somebody's really passionate about honoring someone, and when they bring these proposals to those who are guardians of our culture and civic space, they are a little taken aback and say, well, they think about it carefully. Does it really belong here? Is that place too prominent? But those who are passionate about it really want it where they want it. You get into these battles, and they're often hard to reconcile. But we don't have that many of them.
No, not too many. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies, thank you.
Good to be with you, Jen.